It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The concentration of veterans in southwest Pennsylvania is among the highest concentration of veterans in the entire United States, some 200,000, with 97,000 alone living in Allegheny County. Upon returning from active duty, all veterans, injured or not, are in need of resources such as physical and mental health care, job training, and housing. Until recently, Pittsburgh area veterans did not have a centralized, dedicated place to find these resources. But now there is a company called Checkpoint, which is dedicated to helping veterans find the resources they need to help resume their lives. I'm joined now by the founder of Checkpoint, Iraq War veteran, Jared Sauder. Jared Sauder, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Explain why you created Checkpoint.
Well, I had spent about 4 years prior to this year running another agency here in the Pittsburgh area called Veterans Place. And while I was there, you know, Veterans Place does a lot of great services for homeless veterans. And that was my first exposure to this world of veteran services and all these things. And I kept running into the same problems where there are a lot of different things going on. And even as a person who did this for a living, and I'm supposed to be a subject matter expert, and I still would run into walls. I would run into sort of confusing things and just see the complexity of it and really saw a need for some way to help vets navigate it and reduce complexity and just get better information into their hands so that they can just make more informed decisions about what they can connect with and what they could benefit from.
So what resources does Checkpoint offer?
Well, we have about 22 different categories of services, but anything from employment, financial assistance, emergency services, benefits to the stuff that, you know, maybe isn't always as much on people's minds, like volunteerism, opportunities to connect with other vets. You know, I think the idea is we want this to be quick and easy, but we also want it to be comprehensive. You know, you can find information about it, local events that are military related. We have a blog, a news feed, and really we're trying to capture everything that's going on in the local military community, in the veteran community, and put it in a place where somebody can find it and quickly and easily search and find the stuff they're looking for.
Explain why volunteerism is an important part of this.
You know, I'll sort of speak to my own experiences. So I'm an Iraq vet, and I can pretty easily say that the work I did when I was in the Army, I was a logistics officer, was the most engaging work I've ever done. And I'll never probably have a job like that as long as I leave, even with Checkpoint. And, you know, you think about a generation of vets that, especially I'm talking maybe specifically even to younger vets right now, who are just leaving probably the most engaging work they'll ever do for the rest of their lives, most of them, and they come back to a community where, you know, certainly civilian jobs, hopefully they're able to find one and that's fulfilling, but I think it's a common thing I hear from a lot of vets, but they never quite find that sense of belonging again. And to me, a lot of that is being engaged and finding a new purpose. And so to me, I think, you know, veteran volunteerism is something we're right on the cusp of, I think, really trying to do something new and grab a hold of veterans, not as a population with lots and lots of needs necessarily, and we certainly want to meet those, but as a population that I think haven't done a great job of harnessing as the leaders and the people who really can be changing the community around us.
The Department of Veteran Affairs has been in the news a lot lately. What impact has this had on the work done by Checkpoint?
I think if anything, it really underscores the importance of what we're doing. If my take on this has always been, even if you're as big as the VA is, and if you've got all the money you need to really hire and sort of put resources onto problems, nobody can do it alone. I mean, even in the best of scenarios, there is no such thing as a one pill cure for the different things that maybe veterans may need in the community. And so, you know, even if the VA was functioning at its best, you still need community groups. But now, with a lot of the issues the VA has had, I really think it underscores the importance of local community groups that have some flexibility and really are delivering a lot of great resources to vets and military families here in the community, of really empowering them and their ability to connect with vets and really deliver some great things. And again, a lot of them, a lot of times, just aren't on people's radar. People wouldn't know about it if not for something like Checkpoint that can kind of help them to navigate to a lot of that stuff.
You can join the conversation with Iraq War veteran and Checkpoint founder Jared Sauder by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is ESSPGH@WESA.FM. On Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. We would especially like to hear from veterans or their family members. What frustrations have you run into trying to get the help you need? What would you like to see, or where would you like to see improvements? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Jared, when a veteran returns from the fight, generally, what is he or she most in need of?
Well, you know, I think maybe that's a somewhat of a complex question, but in a lot of cases, it's really just making new connections and sort of as they're transitioning into a new life, finding that new purpose. So, you know, in most cases, that means a job to start out with. But I think there's always that desire to connect with other vets, to just find a new life. And, you know, that can mean a lot of things with benefits. It can mean a lot of things with a lot of, you know, maybe healthcare services or mental health services. And in a lot of cases, there are a lot of vets that struggle with things like that, with PTSD. But, you know, the average veteran is really just looking to find a new life, and they're coming in bent into the area and starting families, and they want to be part of the community.
You served in Iraq.
I did.
How long were you there, and when were you there?
I was there late 2005 into 2006. I was in a little bit north of Baghdad in a city called Baquba.
Pretty bad time to be there, wasn't it?
You know what? It was not a great place to be around that time. You know, when over sort of the course of that period of time, there were, you know, a lot of sort of changes in that region. The unit I was with had responsibility for a lot of the Diyala province and the city of Baquba, and you know, it's always sort of a difficult thing when you're going into those situations. But you know, it was a great unit, and you know, really sort of, you know, had a fortunate situation. And the unit, at least the smaller unit that I was in, did not have any losses, at least in my platoon and my company. And they're you know, just, you know, again, it was something that was not probably something you would think of as a great experience, but it's something that shaped me in a lot of ways, and something I'll look back on, and it'll stick.
So when you get back, I mean, is there a process that every veteran goes through? Does someone sit you down and kind of debrief you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a formal process, you know. So you know, soldiers, and again, maybe I'm sort of generically apologize to the audience, because I'll a lot of times maybe use the word soldier, and maybe I'm trying to use that as generically as I can, and not necessarily skipping over Marines and sailors and airmen. But so at least coming out of the Army side, you know, when you're leaving theater, you're and this is sort of when you're just leaving Iraq or Afghanistan, you go through debriefings and things like that, and those are really specific to your transition back to normal active duty life where you're not in theater.
But are there things that are a part of that the officials, the people that are interviewing you, maybe medical professionals, maybe mental health professionals, are there things that they're looking for that might raise a red flag and tell that person that this particular veteran needs to be referred to X, Y, or Z?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of attention focused on that right now. And you know, this is something that hasn't been necessarily done in previous generations, and we're getting better at looking for cues and looking for maybe signs that somebody might be struggling. But the you know, the culture of the military is very proud, and there are still, I think, a lot of guys and women too, who maybe having a little bit of issues, but the ethos says, you know, I do what I do. I don't complain, and I just keep my head down and work my way through it.
412-246-2002, the number to call if you'd like to get in on the conversation with our guest, Iraq War veteran Jared Sauder, who has started a company called Checkpoint dedicated to helping veterans find the resources they need. Let's go to Donald on the South Side. Donald, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for having me this afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Schroeder, for putting Checkpoint
together.
Sauder. As a fellow veteran, I know how important it is to have some organization and to be able to find the resources that are out there. My specific question is, many veterans bring unique skills once they get separated from service. Many of those skills can transition into starting a small business. Are there resources out there for veterans who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs as opposed to employees?
Yeah, actually, and thanks, Don, for calling in. I actually, as a veteran entrepreneur, I tend to think vets make great entrepreneurs. So there are actually a couple of things. So up in your neck of the woods, there is a Southwestern PA Veterans Chamber of Commerce, and actually you'll find them profiled on the Checkpoint site. They provide a lot of resources and really trying to just help vets get started. I know the SBA does some things related to veteran entrepreneurism. And one of the other things you'll find on our site on Checkpoint at the bottom of the homepage is a link to search for veteran-owned businesses by zip code. And that's through the National Association of Veteran-Owned Businesses in NAVOBA. And it's a location-based thing, and you can find local businesses even if you're not a veteran. You want to support veteran-owned businesses.
Are these things that veterans may not that and Donald's asking about it? Are these things that veterans may not have had before?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I think the common problem is that the information just is it never gets to all the places where you might want it to be. I say that in Pittsburgh, we don't have a resource problem. We have an information problem.
Donald, hopefully that helps.
Well, it certainly did. I'm looking forward to researching some of this information and perhaps even starting my own business. And again, thank you for your service and putting this valuable resource together for us veterans out here in Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you for
thanks,
the call.
Thanks, Don.
412-246-2002 is the number to call. And this is designed, Checkpoint is designed to simplify the process. How does it do that? Have we really explained how it makes it simple?
Yeah, so we have a couple different ways that someone could search for something. So when you go onto the site, we have it sort of broken down where you can search through resources and services, you can look for events, you can look for those things. There are different sections of the site. But then within, we'll look at resources and services, things are sorted either by county. You can search through that way. You can search by category, and there's about 22 different categories of things there. But then you can also just search by keywords. And the other thing that you'll find
– Does the VA have stuff like this?
Yeah, no. I think what you'll find with the VA is any sort of the benefit of being an independent agency or independent organization like Checkpoint is I can list things that sometimes the politics in the VA prevent them from maybe sort of opening up. There are layers of things that maybe the VA might require an agency.
Such as? Can you give us an example?
You know, as an example, maybe in order to be listed on some government websites, you have to have certain financial qualifications or you have to be a certain type of an organization. Whereas, you know, I think what you'll find is in a lot of instances – there are just some really great organizations doing great work that may not be, all the way down the road to be 501c3s, or they may not necessarily be what you would traditionally think of as a veteran organization, but they're really doing some fantastic work. And I think the way I look at it is I want to make sure they're just as empowered as organizations with, you know, $20 million budgets.
So this is sort of outside the box ideas on resources that the government, that the VA might not have thought of.
You're absolutely right. And the other piece of it that to me I think is really important is ratings. Some people have sort of referred to Checkpoint as the Yelp for veteran services. But We have a rating system, and what we're doing is we're empowering veterans. If you're a vet and you go out and you use some services at an organization, give you a chance to come back in and review that. And I tell people the review is not for you as a veteran when you go in there and do it. You put in a review for the guy coming in behind you, for the next person in line, and they're trying to – you don't want them to just show up at a resource. You want them to show up at the right thing and to make sure they're getting to the best places. And so by giving veterans a chance to have direct feedback on the quality of services that are getting delivered, it helps other veterans to then find the best stuff, as opposed to, you know, maybe some of us have had some bad experiences. You go someplace and maybe your situation doesn't necessarily get resolved. You know, we want to help speed that process up and help vets to find the right things for their situation.
And have you gotten feedback from veterans? Have they been contacting you?
Absolutely. We've gotten a ton of great feedback so far. And you know, this is a very new thing. We just launched Checkpoint in January. And, you know, we're still developing and refining a lot of it, but really incredibly great feedback from all sides, from other providers who have seen what we're doing and other vets say, I can't believe no one has done this. Thank you so much. And this is going to be such an incredible thing. So feedback has been universally positive. And, you know, we're sort of looking forward to being able to further develop this.
You can join the conversation with Iraq War veteran and Checkpoint founder Jared Souter by calling 412-246-2002, 412-246-2002, email ESSPGH at WESA.FM, Twitter ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive, and we're looking for veterans or their family members particularly to talk about the frustrations that they've run into trying to get to the help that they need. Where would you like to see improvements made? What improvements would you like to see? 412-246-2002 to join the conversation. Jared, we were talking earlier about your personal experience. As you made your transition to coming back to civilian life from being in a war zone, fighting in Iraq at a particularly tough time in the mid-2000s, 2005, 2006, during the Iraq War, how much of your personal experience and the things that you went through as you were trying to transition back to civilian life in the United States have informed your ideas about how to put together Checkpoint?
I think they're one and the same almost. You know, my experiences, I don't want to say that they're universal, but I think I've talked to a lot of folks, and for me, coming back to civilian life had a lot of the same things I hear from other vets where, my wife and I moved here to the Pittsburgh area and we were just trying to sort of find our base and figure out what we were going to be doing and not knowing any other vets. Sometimes, you know, not knowing, hey, who to ask if I'm looking for something. Not knowing necessarily the right ways to look for jobs, you know, the culture and the process of looking for a job when you're in the military is, you know, it doesn't really work the same way that it does here. Those were the types of things that I think I struggled with, and I hear a lot of the same things from other vets that I know.
412-246-2002. Let's talk with Fred, who's calling in from the road, somewhere on the road. Fred, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, Jared. Good afternoon.
Hey, Fred. How are you today?
All right. I was going to say how I think your organization, has really has helped our organization, and is a good way for other vets to come on and find out what our organization has to offer that they would not be able to find out some other way.
Fred, what is your organization?
Heroes on the Water.
Heroes on the Water. Okay.
Yeah, and I would sort of point to, you know, Fred's organization, Heroes on the Water, is another great example of something that's probably not traditional, something you might not otherwise hear about. That is, in fact, on the Checkpoint site, and it sort of, you know, we're creating opportunities for not just the traditional organizations to connect, but, you know, there are a lot of pretty cool things out there that really look at veterans in a different way. And instead of necessarily always thinking about veterans as a population of folks with a lot of problems, looking at vets and just wanting to engage and get to know them and not really necessarily talking about, hey, we know you have all these problems, but just saying, hey, let's get together, let's go do some stuff. And Heroes on the Water is a great example of that.
Well, thank you, Fred, for calling in and talking about Heroes on the Water. And is that sometimes the best therapy? You know, we've seen and heard about World War II veterans of past wars, certainly World Wars I and II, and probably to some extent Korea and Vietnam. Veterans may not, as you said earlier, they're a proud bunch and oftentimes don't want to admit that they're struggling. And so in lieu of maybe getting some professional help, their own therapy becomes just spending time with other vets in a relaxing setting and kind of letting things out.
Yeah, I think and a lot of times that's the best therapy. There's things that, you know, a professional psychologist certainly can help you work through, but a lot of times just having a kind ear from somebody who knows what you've gone through and somebody who has similar experiences is the best therapy. And you know, it's something that I personally benefit from. I've got a lot of friends who are vets and they, you know, make a difference for me. And I know that you know, something you'll hear from commonly from a lot of folks is that's what they need, is just to know other guys and women who have that experience.
412-246-2002, if you'd like to join the conversation in the time that we have remaining. What were the things that helped you the most when you were coming back?
You know, to me, it was finding a new purpose. It was looking for ways to get involved, to not sit around and think about maybe what some of the things I was dealing with were, but to find local issues that I could get engaged on. I happen to be a member of the Male Recruitment Advisory Board at Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that's sort of my personal thing where I was in grad school and I'm looking around and I'm thinking, man, what are the causes? I got to find a new purpose here. And I had started to get a little bit involved there and helping to recruit veterans to be bigs. And I see a lot of other folks. I know a lot of other vets that they show up and they do things. You know, a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Ben Keene, started an organization here in town called Steel City Vets. You know, I've got another friend who showed up and started some businesses and he's an entrepreneur. And I think what you'll find is if we sort of as a community can look past the common dialogue around the issues that veterans have, what you'll find is a population of folks that are, to me, really inspiring. Some of the most engaged, empowered folks that I know are vets, and they're really changing the world around them right here in the Pittsburgh area. And you know, my sort of view of vets is, yeah, maybe some folks do have some issues that they're working their way through. But if you're acknowledging those, I think in the same breath, you've got to say, you know, we'll help you work our way through that. But really, I think we need something from you too. We need you to help us work through some things. And as a community, we see you as an empowered, engaged population who's got a lot of skills that can really help us as a community right here in Pittsburgh.
412-246-2002 to join the conversation with Iraq War veteran and Checkpoint founder Jared Sauter. Let's go to Ed in Pittsburgh. Ed, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Congratulate you on doing a great job. I mean, information is golden.
Hey, thank you.
Job placement in California for 10 years in the 90s when I came home with some missing parts back in 1991. And essentially what would happen is a lot of mentally challenged veterans at the time, there were still a lot of Vietnam-era veterans in the workforce. They would come in and ask about a new purpose. I mean, you mentioned purpose.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right.
Ask any American, the first thing they're going to tell you is, hi, my name's Ed, and I'm a car mechanic, you know, or I'm a radio disc jockey. So having some kind of a purpose, whether it's work or something outside of work that inspires you is really important.
Yeah.
So I hope when you put up your website, that you put up anything the Department of Labor has available, and also the federal contractors list. That was my old dirty secret, is that anybody that takes federal money has a requirement to at least consider veteran resumes, and that's public information.
Yeah,
but that's on general services. That's not on in VA or Department of Labor. It's one of those sideline things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a great point. And I, Ed, I would even sort of play, sort of go along with your point and say this is kind of where we're at right now as an organization, is we're in the process of building and we're filling in information, and every day I find out about new stuff that I didn't know about. And you know, I would say to you and other callers that are with other services to check out the site, and we're ready to start filling in a lot of these gaps for vets.
Well, how I got roped into it was putting a headlock on the school administrator when I started back on GI Bill and said, well, how come there are these guys hanging around the office playing golf on the computers? And she said, well, those are VA work studies, and they help you get your paperwork ready. And that ended up being a part-time job for me. And so there are just a lot of little goodies there on the side that don't get advertised. And if you don't know it's out there. It doesn't exist.
Ed, can I ask where you served? Where were you?
I was up in northern Alaska and in Korea, and then over in the first Gulf War.
And
so I was kind of a Cold War era guy.
But it sounds like you found your purpose.
Oh yeah, exactly. And just walked into the school office one day and got roped into a VA work study job, which meant I was helping other veterans while I was taking classes, and that kind of developed into working for Department of Labor.
Well, congratulations to you, and we wish you continued success and the best of luck.
All right. Well, take care, guys.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Let's go to Beverly in Wexford. Beverly, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir. Hi, this is Beverly. I'm with the organization called Balanced Heart, and I do actually know Jared. Hi, Jared. How are you?
Hi, Beverly. How are you?
I'm good. Still trying to make it. thank goodness we have Balanced Heart, which is a great nonprofit organization that actually met you at the Veteran Symposium in Pittsburgh, the female vet.
Yeah, it was last weekend.
Got together. Yes, I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but my question to you is from nonprofit organization to nonprofit organization. How would Checkpoint represent female veterans? And that's pretty much my question. And thank you.
Yeah. Hey, and thank you, Beverly, for the question. It's a really good question. We have actually one category of services dedicated on the site of the 22 female veterans. What I'll say is, I think in a lot of cases there are some organizations that are very, very focused just on the needs of female veterans, and increasingly so. I think you're seeing more organizations thinking about that specifically. There are also some other organizations that are developing competencies there and thinking about female veterans and recognizing maybe that there are different needs there, and that maybe some different set of things might be necessary. So what I would say is you know, keep checking back. You know, we're always looking to get new stuff profiled, and you know, this is I'm lucky, and you know, you mentioned that you and I had met, and I know the folks at Balanced Heart, and I'm lucky enough to be the guy who meets most of these people, and I sort of end up being a connector. Really nice, you know, thank you for calling in. And I think, like I said, I would check back, and we're always hoping to keep growing our representation of that.
Before we let you go, Jared, I wanted to ask you about what's been in the news lately in Iraq, with the insurgents taking back much of what our soldiers were involved in trying to take control of, and in terms of stabilizing Iraq. I mean, that was basically the
right.
whole mission.
Yeah.
As you watch what's going on, you know, what are your feelings?
You know, it's frustrating. I was not in a lot of those areas that so far look like they've been lost to ISIS, to the insurgents that are there. But I have a lot of friends who fought in those areas and who lost friends. And I think as veterans, I think we don't want to see the blood that was spilled there go in vain, and if the mission was dedicated to stabilizing Iraq, then we want to see follow through on the part of the folks who are in Washington making decisions about this stuff, and just making sure that the blood spilled was not wasted.
We have been talking with Iraq war veteran Jared Souder. He has founded a company called Checkpoint, dedicated to helping veterans find the resources they need to help resume their lives. Jared, it's been a pleasure meeting with you and talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Coming up, we'll talk with former Steelers great Andy Russell about the passing of Hall of Fame coach Chuck Knoll. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.